What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're worried about it. We're going to talk it through because I, you know, this baseball talk. 402-464-5685, Sartor Hammond text line, Honda Lincoln hotline, and the Sartor Hammond live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch and Twitter. I'm just going to say it. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
84th and Havelock, certified Piedmontese and special ingredients and their butcher shop. The appetizer menu and entree menu is off the charts. The dessert menu is good, and I'm not a dessert person, but the strawberry sorbet is really, really good. So,
yes, sir.
And they have plenty of take-home options, seafood. You know, one of the coolest things, they have their own seasonings and own sauces and stuff. So that's pretty cool. You go in there, they got you covered. I would say they got you covered.
Carter, have you been out there yet?
To where? Mercado?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh, we got to send you out there. Yeah. We got to send young Buck out there.
Yeah.
Like, because they've got the walk-in
area.
You know,
when you're with Carter, though, when you hear that voice,
mm-hmm. It
makes you want to just talk a little bit deeper. You try to compete with him. So, walk in, what's up, dog?
Yeah, like it. I didn't win the genetic lottery.
With it,
you know?
Hey, girl, what's your name? I'm Carter.
You know.
Okay.
So, have you heard Carter's story?
Nope.
Okay. So, so Jay's never heard Carter's story. Okay. So, Carter, tell Jay where you're from.
North Dakota.
What part?
Northwest corner, about it. An hour from Canada and an hour from Montana.
Dang. And how do you get to Lincoln? You go to school here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many people were in your high school?
30.
The high school?
Or your graduating class?
Graduating class, 25.
25. So I was like, Carter, how'd you date, man?
Yeah. That is a good question.
How'd you date?
Date up?
We already talked about this.
Well, not with Jay. Like, Jay doesn't know the story. The Hall of Famer deserves to hear the Carter Longy story.
I mean, I don't know what's that crazy about it. I mean,
it's a great story. Like, he was telling the stories of, like, so I asked, like, what fast food places do you have?
None.
You didn't have any?
Nope.
Like, did you have one within, like, 30 miles or something, like Pizza Hut?
The only one that was within 30 miles was a Subway.
Yeah.
Then
damn.
Closest. Closest,
damn. McDo-
Closest McDonald's was a 45-minute drive.
Oh, you definitely got to hit McDonald's. If you're going somewhere, that's guaranteed we hit McDonald's.
Right.
So special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
So then I asked, well, what'd you do on, like, date night? Like, where'd you go? If there's no fast food place for you to, like, gather and meet up.
Get at home? Eat, like, have a cook and stuff?
Drive around.
Where'd you go? Where
did you guys have a strip you cruise?
Yeah, one spot.
Just drive around town. And, yeah. Oh, yeah. That wasn't really a date spot.
They had a truck spot. They had a truck stop.
Truck stop. There, they had like ice cream there and stuff. So
yeah,
just,
okay, I got you. Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Had a little seating area.
Yeah. And Carter, multi-sport athlete, right?
Yeah.
Linebacker.
You had to be
right.
Linebacker, tight end, and play both ways. I was about to say you ain't showing up at that football practice. Oh, yeah, I'm only playing running back. Yeah. I know you're. You playing running back, receiver. You the backup, right tackle.
Had to kick sometimes.
You're right, kick, you doing everything.
I love it, man.
That's great, man.
I love it. I love his story, man. I really do. But I still need to know. I'm like, because you date somebody.
But
like,
how close was the closest, like, next town?
Like 10 miles.
Oh, so you
It was another one that was real small.
Yeah, but still. I mean, was there a lot of towns around, like, within, like, 10, 20 miles?
Not really. Plus, no.
Oh, damn.
There was the one that was 10 miles away. Next two closest were each about 30.
But see, they got cell phones. They got social media.
There's a lot of crosstown dating within like an hour radius.
Yeah. Yeah. If he had one bad dating experience, it would travel like through all the neighboring cities.
Oh, yeah.
They go, oh, there's that Carter Longy.
Yep.
You got
that APB on. Yeah, this is the car he drives.
He
dated my sister.
He dated my sister too.
He couldn't wait to get to college. You got your graduation thing from high school and went right to Lincoln. I'm here.
I'm out.
Just living.
It's a wrap.
I hear you, man.
It's a wrap. No, I needed Jay. I needed Jay to hear that story. So today's the final day of the season. All 15 games are being played right now. Like all 15 games. Final day. Wild card Friday. And the matchups are all set and we have that. But the MVP conversation thing. I want to ask you both, and Carter, I'll start with you just because. Judge in his 62 had a chance to triple crown. I didn't know if he was going to play today. He was down 4 points in the batting average, but he got the 62, and he leads the league in RBI. If he could bypass the kid from Minnesota, he would have had a triple crown, which puts you in a different conversation. But Shohei Ohtani just through his 162nd inning, which qualifies him as the first guy in history, right? By qualifying the leaderboard for both pitching and the Triple Crown. This hasn't had, like, 162 innings.
Did Ohtani win last year?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he could go back-to-back, but I feel like in a year where Judge breaks a record – he already won last year, voter fatigue is real in every sport. So, I mean, I think they're both very deserving of it, but I think there's probably a pretty good chance that Judge is going to win it.
Yeah.
I think that's the voting process. But if it's your team and you get to start and pick one player.
If I got to pick one player, I'm going to take Shohei. Because his value on, you know, in the field and well, on the mound and at the plate is unmatched.
Well, that value thing is a part of the MVP.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, like, it's literally the second word. Jay, you had a choice.
I'd go with Judge. I mean, it's a special year. It's not downplaying anything Ohtani's done, but
he was in this the day starter and age, in the All-Star
in
game?
In this day and age, the way that pitchers can pitch, and nobody's really done it to this level, and he broke the American League record.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Would you have hit – you're headed to the playoffs. Would you have hit Judge today to go for the batting title, or would you have just let it run?
That's up to him. That's up to him, man. I mean, that's if it's something that he wants to do and go for it, of course you know you want him to try to. I mean, because it's a special time, man. I mean, this isn't something that you're never gonna get this chance again. So of course I would do it. I mean, I would try to go for it. Because you're not only making history with breaking the American League record, you're making history to get Triple Crown. I mean, that's next level. I mean, that's you moving past some really good players doing that. But you know, that's would be the double cherry on top. But he's had a phenomenal year.
How much do you think he gets next year?
As much as he wants. There's gonna be the two teams that are kind of like battling out for him, right? So say like it's the Yankees and. Well, then you hear the Giants.
Yankees, because, Braves, Dodgers, Giants, Padres.
Yeah, well, right now you hear the Giants because he's from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Then there's going to be the team that comes out of nowhere. And if he has Scott Boras.
Nationals.
If he has Scott Boras, he is going to break the bank.
Never happens. We're never that lucky.
There's always that team that comes out of nowhere that just like, all right, they're giving you $400 million, $550.
See, I would have. It's interesting, right? That George Springer was the guy, and he ends up in Toronto.
Never thought about it though. Like, never. Toronto was never a player until they played the last card.
Yep. They sat back and waited and watched.
They let everybody else, even like, you know, the Kawhi Leonard thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of, you know, it was. Clippers came, and then the Clippers deal came because they said, okay, we'll clear the whole roster out, and then he wanted Paul George. Out of nowhere. Everybody thought he was going to go to the Lakers and stuff. Then he just went across the street. It's always that. It's not always, but that's in these big time deals. It's that team that comes out of it like, yeah, we've been storing up. We've been storing up, and we ain't really been that good. But we're going to give you a whole bunch of money.
What about the Cardinals, who have players who are leaving? Three legends who are stepping down.
It'd be a good move for them. I think Aaron Judge fits St. Louis too. You know what I'm saying?
Because not everybody does.
Right, but he fits. He fits kind of. He's not outlandish. He's a reserves type of superstar. You know, you can kind of trust him out in the community. You know, he's not, you know, he's a safe, but he's a very productive player. He's in his prime. You can build around him. Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see.
I just think from a number standpoint.
I mean, what the Yankees going to do? They're going to be stingy on the checkbook.
Well, they've got a full roster of stars. So, you know, quite frankly, that they're going to have to eat the luxury tax and just say, screw it, we're going to give you whatever you want, but we'll because they're going to double pay for Judge. They're going to pay him his salary, and then they're going to pay the luxury tax on top of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would think that you keep Judge and move some other people.
Who would you move?
Literally anybody else.
Would you get rid of Gerrit Cole?
Yes. Has Cole given you?
No,
he hasn't given you what you expected, and the difference between an everyday player versus
one in five.
Cirque says, so he goes, never get lucky. The Nets had Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. They don't deserve anyone else. Yes, they do. So they were so bad.
Yeah,
Strasburg,
right?
Yeah. Well, but you in the draft.
Oh, yeah.
Consecutive.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Strasburg and Harper back to back. Soto wasn't even the guy. Soto wasn't the star in the program. It was Victor Robles. Robles was the one that everybody went nuts over and was the minor league future star of them all. It's because they had to bring Soto up.
I mean, sometimes.
And they expected nothing. Like, nobody knew who Juan Soto was when he came up to the big leagues.
But here's the deal. Once you bring him up, why didn't you pay him?
I don't. It's Washington. It's the Lerner family. I mean, think about this. You hit
the gold mine with him, right? Like you kind of like fell into it. Like you fell into him.
You didn't sign Harper,
right? There's no reason not. At the end of the day, you might be terrible, but you got to sign him because he's going to put butts in the stands.
Yeah, you gave away. You literally gave away Trey Turner and Max Scherzer at the same time.
Mad Max.
Like, how does that even – like, that's when I
I like Max. You want to know I like Max? Because there's times I walk around and be talking to myself, and that dude be doing it out there in the biggest stage. I would just like to follow him around his house and just listen to him talk to himself. Because it just don't be he will lie to you and say, yeah, it's the only one I'm pitching. Nuh-uh.
No, his wife said he has eight puppies that his wife runs the puppy adoption foundation in DC, and she says that's why he wants all the puppies around, because it always.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Seems like he's talking to somebody.
And he'd be having conversations with him too. Hey, how was that puppy chow? Good. You know, yeah. Okay. Can I?
You don't talk to your dogs?
Yeah, I talk to him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but he's kind of in a conversation, like a look. Oh, okay. That's what you mean. That, I mean, he's the type of dude that really thinks he knows like dog language.
I would pay you to watch football with your dog and record it, because I know you talk to your dog.
When the that Northwestern game, me and my dog Buddy was just talking.
Buddy put his paws up like, right. I don't know.
You know what he did? You know what Buddy did? He was looking at the game, and once he saw that onside kick, he just jumped right in my chest. He's like, dang.
You need a hug.
He was like, dang. Dang.
You need a hug. It was – I love dogs in sports. It's one of my favorite.
And they be knowing too, man. They know. They know. Like, man, our owner is not happy about this game. They probably think like, man, this dude watching this again. Here we go. See it on your face.
Well, we would always adopt, and the dogs would get in my lap. They would get in my lap, and then they would put their head in between me and the TV so that they're watching, but I can't see.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I got the right dogs. Like, these are my people. So, all right, so we'll do that. Is there anybody that jumps out at you? I mean, who's your pick, Carter? Who's going to win this whole thing?
The World Series?
Yeah.
Oh, the Braves.
I would have said the Braves, except Freddie Freeman is the story's going to end up being Freddie Freeman beating the Braves in the championship in the series.
But do you think Freddie Freeman has it in him to stick the dagger in the heart against the Braves? He seemed like he kind of soft.
He led the league in hits.
No, I'm talking about against the Braves.
Oh,
to destroy them.
Oh, he hitting them into the chop house. And
he seemed like he was kind of soft. He seemed like he was still a little hurt that he wasn't there.
Blame his agent.
It was a mix up between him and his agent.
Yeah,
which is weird because the agent don't do anything unless you tell him to. Yeah. But that's what the agent's there for, to blame him.
Who you got, Carter?
We'll say it's the year of the Yankees. Judge breaks the record and they win the series.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think for me, the Astros in me still.
Yeah. I always got that soft spot.
Verlander, look, that pitching staff is ridiculous. I mean, it's good.
They're
as good as the
Verlander. Like, man, you know, hit through five innings, just chill.
Yeah.
You've done that three times this year.
Yeah, just.
Three times
in
a year.
Well, we know why, right? Like. Kate Upton, come on. Like that dude won the lottery. Like,
yeah, but this dude, I mean, he has the gas in the tank to go the full nine innings. And he's no-hit through three times this year.
And I don't think he had the best season.
Three times, though. Look, you would think he would have got one. He probably like, man, I done this before. It ain't that big a deal.
I'm a fan. I'm a Verlander fan. I'm still I like Alvarez because he's the throwback to the old day of Willie McCovey left-handers and Stargell hitting bombs all over from the left-hand side. There just doesn't seem like to be a lot of them. And I like their lineup. Their lineup is pretty good.
I saw what the Braves do. It must be seventh inning stretch where they turn the lights off and everybody has the – and they do the chop and they everybody has like either lights on their phone. You seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
It intimidates opposing pitchers.
One, they used to do the flash. The Braves would do the flash.
Yeah, but this one is cool. I mean, I don't know if the people out there on the text line, if you can text it in or tweet it. It's kind of like the light show with Nebraska. Okay. It goes dark. Then everybody has the light on their cell phone. They start hitting the chop on just in the extended version too. So you waiting out there. You can't warm up nothing. You just see all, what was it, 20,000 people just chopping ready.
Would Coach Osborne have approved?
No. Coach Osborne. Man, I'm going to tell you about Coach Osborne, though. He got heart of a champion. We played up at Colorado one time, and I remember he was like, listen here, when you come out of this locker room, you better have your helmet on because they were throwing batteries and pennies at us. Mm. Man, we came out of that locker room. It was like, ping, ping. It felt like little pellets, right? So we're coming out there, and they had, like, Van Vader, the wrestler.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know he went to Colorado.
It's Vader time.
So he came down through the student section. And the place went nuts. Well, then that Buffalo hadn't started running yet. Mm. And there's a picture of Coach Osborne. Man, he ran literally from me to you, Coach Osborne. Coach Osborne stood his ground and was like, get that thing out of the way. And that was a big old Buffalo. I was like, yeah, we about to dig off in y'all today.
Yeah, you got to do. We're being led. It's there.
Let the all shucks fool you because Coach Osborne was about that business up in Colorado.
What was your favorite Tom Osborne, Coach Osborne moment?
There was two. One, it was after we beat Florida, and we're all in there celebrating, whether you got, you know, some guys are in their towels, some guys are in their jocks, and here come T.O. T.O. I think just came right out like, I don't want to be talking about Coach Osborne and his draw, you know, and he just addressed the team, like, hey, like, he's just, like, I'm here, we're here, we're champs, like, but it was quick, though. Like, I don't know if we wore him out because that team was wild. I don't know if we wore him out. He was like, hey, look, man.
You telling me you guys are the Coach best. Osborne went commando?
No.
Okay,
don't scare me.
He had,
like, his boxers on. But he was just like, it was, I was, like, getting up front trying to, I want to hear, like, a speech. Like,
right.
You know, we're thinking, like, all right, we might be one of the best teams ever. He's like, you guys deserve it. You guys are champions. You guys have done it all year from this, and this, da-da-da-da. Congratulations, you're champions. Gone.
That was it.
I was like, what? Then we just started getting hype again. So that was it. Then my first favorite story of Coach Osborne, it was two-a-days. And they used to have the track out there. And so we would, you know, we had the two fields and then the field in between the track. And it was hot as all. I remember looking up in the sky and I was like, damn, it's hot in Nebraska. Like, this is crazy. Like, this is like, I'm like, dang, we out here. And I'm sitting there like, we didn't even be in the cook, right? And I was dog tired, feet heavy. Coach Osborne was like, we talked about redshirting. I said, look, Coach, this conversation is – we already talked about it with my dad. I'm redshirting. He's like, well, you're good enough to play. I was like, no, I ain't. So then I started feeling a little bit more comfortable and trying to mess with him, right? And I was like, dang, Coach. I was like, you broke us down today. I said, you've been working us like no other. He took a couple steps. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, but by the first game, I'll have you built up and ready to go. And then murked out on me. He was always like that quick. That was it. And then the other story, which I wrote about in my book. So when Coach Osborne, like, so for me to get to Nebraska, it's weird. I grew up, my oldest uncle, Uncle Butch, went to Cincinnati. He wanted to come to Nebraska because he played offensive line. But back then, they really didn't recruit African-American offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So he went to Cincinnati. And he kind of followed Nebraska. He knew Nebraska kind of started lifting weights, so he brought that back to when my dad was in high school at Frederick. So, but then everybody, all my other uncles and my dad, of course, and then my, you know, play uncles, all of them went to the University of Miami. So we grew up as a Miami household. Everybody. And so Nebraska would always lose to Miami or a Florida team in the Orange Bowl. So, but then one of my best friends growing up, when I first moved to Minnesota, was his name was Jason Spinharney, or Spinharney. You know, pale white kid, red hair. I mean, fire red. Red is your notebook over there. Mm-hmm. But we'd always, you know, we played basketball together, played foot. We all, you know, we did everything together. You know, when I first moved in, he was the first kid I met, and we've always been close friends. But he loved Nebraska. His family's from, you know, Nebraska, and that's all. I mean, literally, Coach Osborne and the Huskers is all he talked about. He's like, every year it'd be like, this is our year. We're gonna win. I'm like, man, yeah. Until you get down to them Hurricanes, you know. And I had the Hurricane, you know, auto wearing that, all that. And so we were playing Lane Kiffin and them in the crosstown rival game. It was like Lane Kiffin. They had two other D1 dudes. And, you know, Coach Osborne was there to look at Lane, you know, or whatever, and all those guys. And I didn't even know, you know, being a ball boy and Monty Kiffin coaching there, I didn't even know Monty started the black shirts. You know, I was oblivious to a lot. You know, my dad was either kept me sheltered, or I was just like a ditz, you know, didn't know anything. You know, I'm just there to clean up jocks and hang out. I was, you know, just doing what I was supposed to do. You know, one thing led to another. I had a good game. Well, Coach Osborne shows up at the high school, and it was like literally parting of the Red Sea at my high school. And I remember being in social studies class with my favorite teacher, Dwayne Perjak, and Jason come running in here. He was like, ran right in the middle of the class, turned the lights on. He's like, Jay, Coach Osborne is here. And even Dwayne Perjak was like, oh,
that's a big deal.
You can go, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So then he was down in the cafeteria, and I was looking up, you know, I was up top and I saw him. And back then they couldn't talk to you, but I knew he was coming to an in-house visit. And I didn't really think a big deal because I had other coaches coming or whatever. So he gets there right on time, 8 o'clock or whatever, on time like always. I mean, he worked Chuck Foreman over. I mean, Chuck was coming at him. Like, why would he need to go to Nebraska? He can go to he got a Miami offer. You know, he was coming at him pretty hard. But Coach Osborne just systematically just gut punched Chuck Foreman, got him down. And then finally I'm sitting there. They talked for like an hour and a half. I'm just sitting there just like nodding my head. And I kept looking through the media guide. Because when I'm looking through the media guide, I'm trying to see who the running backs are.
Right?
Because that's all I play, really, running back and play a little DBs. And I was like, oh, yeah, Lawrence Phillips, he's a freshman. He might be all right. Right? And I'd never really watched Nebraska. Then we got down to the end of the visit. Coach Osborne was like, you got any questions? And I'm like, I'm trying to think of what I want to ask him, right? My dad had asked him about 50. So I asked him two questions. I say, look, Coach, if I go play in this high school all-star game, you know, back then, you know, you want to be – you thought it was a big deal. So if I got hurt, would you still honor my scholarship? He was like, without a doubt, if you commit to me, you're commit. It's from that, you know, it's your word, right? So that was, you know, made me feel good. Then he's like, you got any more questions? And I knew they said, I remember I watched one Nebraska game and they said Dr. Tom Osborne. So I'm thinking it's like a nickname, right? So I said, man, did you play basketball? Did you play basketball or something? Because I'm thinking Dr. J, right? He was like, nah, man, I got my master's in it. I got my master's in this. Man, I felt about this big, man. I felt like I was the dumbest person in the world. He probably looked at me like, man, that's one of the dumbest questions somebody asked.
Like, let me take that offer away.
Right.
Let me take that offer away.
Yeah, they probably got in the car, him and Ron Brown, like, his grades are good, but he don't know how common sense.
There's no basic
stuff.
Yeah,
so that's about it. And then after that, you know, the rest is history.
We will throw it to break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little hoops. It's preseason. Exhibition games are on. I turned on my TV last night. There were exhibition NBA games. I wasn't sure.
Hey, did you see that cat, that French dude?
Yeah.
Man, he cold-blooded.
7'3"?
I like his quote, though. He's like, yeah, any other year, you know, I was born, so, you know, any other year he'd be the number one pick. But, you know, this year since I was
7'3", went seven.
37 on you.
Take 7 that, for but, 11 from three.
But take the step back three, though, from the corner, though, man, in your eye.
Man. Young man, these tall young men are getting more skilled, and it's going to be dangerous. We'll talk about some hoops when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.